Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do Se'ifim Beis and Gimel and Siman Shinayin. Beis is Reish Lamites Amud Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis. Karpev Yisrael Sasayim Shlohukav Ledira. If you have a karpev that's more than Sasayim, but is not surrounded for resident purposes, have a karmelis. That is the din of a karmelis. V'asul L'taltul Mimenu, L'karpev Acher. And you're not allowed to carry from there to a different karpev. L'hachnes L'hotzi Mizeh L'zeh. Kim Shtei Amos B'zeh or Shtei Amos B'zeh. To take from one to the other beyond just two Amos in one and two amos in the other, meaning you're not allowed to carry more than four amos, even though you're straddling two different karpifos, but just like you're not allowed to carry within a particular karmelis more than four amos, you're not allowed to carry more than four amos when you're going from one karmelis to another. V'asal taltal minan, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'ad din de betoch v'asal taltal rak betoch arba amos, even if it's all within that one karmelis, you're not allowed to carry more than four amos. K'mvorel b'sal b'shem shem vav siv gimel. The karpev acher, rotzalomer, karpev shu komahu. If you have another identical karpev that's also yoser mi beis asayim and is not huchzak ledira, shemachzik yoser mi beis asayim below hukaf ledira, is not hukaf ledira, it's not surrounded for residential purposes. Dilu emeno machzik rak beis asayim, but if it's a beis asayim or less, oshu machzik yoser mi beis asayim hukaf ledira, or it's surrounded for residential purposes, then Rishus Yachid Gamurhu. Then it's a Rishus, it's an absolute Rishus Yachid. Vasala Achmas Lotzi Elav Klalmi Karpev Seshu Karmelis. Then forget about four Amos. You wouldn't be allowed to carry 1 inch from a Karpev that's Yosem Beis Simon is not Hukav Ladira to a Karpev that is Yosem Beis Simon is Hukav Ladira, because that's carrying from a Karmelis to Rishus Yachid. That's for sure Aser. What we're talking about over here is two karpefos that are both yosim beis asayim and both not hukaf ledira. So they both have a din of a karmelis. So you can carry from one to the other, just not for amos. Kiyim shtei amos, to mi karmelis karmelis mutter. From one karmelis to another is fine. But that's only if the stuff you're carrying is stuff that started in these karpefos. Di lekelim shafsu besocha bayis vuhuvu lekarpef al yidei akum kiyah gavna. Because if we were talking about kelim that started in the house and then were brought by a goy into the karpef, then you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Sif gimel. Let's say you have two chatzeros that want to join together in a single Eruv, so that you can carry kelim from the homes in each chatzer to the other chatzeros. They don't need a second Eruv. Meaning, if each chatzer made their own independent Eruv, you don't need a second Eruv to join them together. You take the box of matzahs from one chatzer, the Eruv chatzeros box of matzahs from one chatzer, and you just bring it into the other chatzer, and that's fine. And if you want, you can just bring a loaf of bread from your own house. You don't need to bring the original Eruv box of matzahs. Bring a box of matzahs from your own house and bring it to the other chatzer, and then everyone's mutter. That's it. Then they're joined together. Says Ramavu Shervu Bnei Chatzer Motchila. But that's provided that when you bring your box of matzahs that you personally own to the neighboring chatzer, that you already have an Erev Chatzeros in your own chatzer. Oshein Shricha La Arev. Or it's a case where you don't need an Erev Chatzeros. Kamoshim Zvar B'Sim Shinayin. Vuhu Shervu Bnei Chatzer Ashniya La Atzma. All this works only if there's already an Erev Chatzeros in the second chatzer. Vein Bnei Chatzer. The people in the second chatzer do not need a separate box of matzos. The eruv that they already made covers it. So as long as each chatzer made their own eruv chatzeros, you could bring one box of matzos from one chatzer to the other, and that will thereby join the two chatzeros. Says the Mishnah Berurah, once they already made an eruv among themselves, so they're considered like one person. They're all mutter because you're doing the shlichus of everybody else since you already made an eruv together. So we said this has to be though in a case where you first made the eruv chatzeros within your chatzer, then you're bringing a box of matzahs to the neighboring chatzer. Because if it was not in that order, well then if I'm bringing a box of matzahs, my own box box of matzahs to the other chatzer, and it's got that box of matzahs has nothing to do with the other neighbors in my own chatzer. And even though afterwards we might have made an erev, lo chal erev l'mafreya, it's not going to work retroactively. Miu nira. But if I bring my own box of matzahs to the neighboring chatzer, and then we make an erev within my own chatzer, and then we explicitly state that we are being somech on the box of matzahs that I have placed in the neighboring chatzer, vaday mahani, that works. Because since the erev is only chal during ben hashmashos, and there was an explicit statement of intent that should work on behalf of every member of my chatzer, so that's good enough. To logarim bnei chabura shesomchal pasha l'shulchan, it's no different than bnei chabura that rely on the bread that's on the shulchan, like we learned in Simin Shin Samach Vav. V'yafal pi she'en osim klum, even though you're not doing anything. V'uadin hachanami mahani af bepasha lo, dikivin sherev u'kvar. So over here also, it works, even with your own bread, even though you already made an erev, haviyata shliach tekulu, kishchazav v'samach ved, yal osa pas b'shvil kulam. It works to take your own loaf of bread and bring it to the neighboring chatzer, because everyone is being samech on you, because you're already joined together. She'en tzrich on the arev, dasam nami amrin dekulu kechan chashivi ve'echan malach hapas mishlov u'kulam mutarim. If you're in a chatzer where you don't require an erev chatzeros, so then you're also considered a single unit. Simen shen ayin sivtal v'sivhe'en sham. V'hu she'erev, when we said that this is provided that the b'nei chatzer shniya made an erev. Ratzalomar she'gam b'nei chatzer shniya ervu mikodem le'atzmam. That they made their own erev. Di'ilav hachi einu mobil mashem alichon erev etzlam. Because if they didn't make their own erev, bring your erev to them doesn't help. Because you become no better than any other member of that second chatzer. Meaning when I bring my box of matzahs from chatzer A to chatzer B, so what are you saying? I'm being kona shvisa in chatzer B also. I'm participating to join up with chatzer B. Well, guess what? Everyone in chatzer B is also not allowed to carry because they don't have an erev chatzeros. So it has to be that they have their own erev chatzeros first. So matiran to al yadun sarvu b'nei chatzer zu yachad that the erev that they already made is matir them, because through that they join together v'alidei avas hapas mechatzer shatzad nasu murav and shtei chatzeros yachad. And when I bring the box of matzos from chatzer A to chatzer B, and both chatzeros already have their own independent erev chatzeros, now we all join together umutigam heim l'taltokim shavsu batim l'chatzer shatzlan, and therefore each chatzer is allowed to carry items from their homes into their own chatzer and into the neighboring chatzer. Because of the prisha, the tzrichin lahaniach shtei erevin biyachad. The prisha, however, says you got to put the two erevin together. They need to be in the same spot, in the same location. Okay, so in Sif Beis we learned that if you have a karpev that's more than Beis Hasayim and is not hukaf ladira, it has a din of a karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry from a Rosh HaSiyachin to a karmelis, karmelis to a Rosh HaSiyachin, but you are allowed to carry up to four amos within a karmelis, no more, but up to four amos within a karmelis, and likewise you're allowed to carry up to four amos from one karmelis to the other. And then in Sif Gimel we said that if two chatzeros want to join together in Eruv, the best thing is that each one has their own independent Eruv chatzeros in advance, and then you could either bring the Eruv chatzeros from one chatzer to the other, or just bring your own personal box of matzos from one chatzer to the other, and that would make a valid Erev. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Shin Ayin Beis Seif Dalid.